have any prayer requests, oh, okay, I see the notification. If you have any prayer requests, go ahead and email them to prayer@theoutletcommunity.com. Or, it's more convenient, you can text them. Our text number is 770-667-4899. That's 770-667-4899. Or again, prayer@theoutletcommunity.com. Awesome, awesome. So this morning we're reading through Proverbs 5. Proverbs 5 is January 5th. And essentially it is, our theme is the priority of purity. And this particular chapter of Proverbs, I love that it's likened to what we can really understand and when we talk about purity. But there's a message in there that is deeper. Right? Pastor wrote in our devotion this morning, in the email that we got, that wisdom and discernment serve as purifiers of our heart. And that's the context of Proverbs 5. The context is purity of our heart, right? It's likened to something else, but that is the ultimate message, right? Wisdom and discernment purify our motives. And keeping our hearts and our minds pure is everything. So let's go over the verses for the day. Proverbs 5, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen closely to my understanding so that wisdom and discernment will enter your heart. And then the words you speak will express what you've learned. Beware, and I'm going to 22 and 23. Beware that your sins don't overtake you and the scars of your own conscience become the ropes that tie you up. Those who choose wickedness die for lack of self-control, for their foolish ways lead them astray, carrying them away as hostages, kidnapped, captives, robbed of destiny. And that's Proverbs as relates to the Passion Translation, which I've never heard of, but I love, right? Because it simplifies it. And for the most part, this is a question I get asked a lot. So I had to internalize this and think about it and how it could relate it to my life. A question that I get asked a lot, and I'm always surprised that other people's answer is, you know, how well do you sleep? How's your sleep? And for me, I have a judge on how I sleep. If I'm not sleeping well, then something's going on. I sleep well. And I believe that that's a testament to the intentional checking of my heart and my motives and my mind, right? The intentional check of, I can sleep well because I live well. God is the ultimate purifier. He is pure. And so when we lean in close to those things that are of God, that he desires for our life, then we can sleep well, right? But if there is something that is disturbing my sleep, then I know internally, then there's a check. This summer, I went through a little angst. I made a couple of decisions that I regretted. And so I found myself not sleeping well. And I remember one night, basically getting up, going to the bathroom, taking a couple of deep breaths and resetting. Because I knew in my heart that something just wasn't right. And in today's times, there's a lot of things that we can get away with, that we can lean into whether we're going to do right or wrong. And it's a lot of push and pull. But if we lean into discernment and wisdom as it relates to God's wisdom, then those decisions become easier. Then our motives can become clearer and we can self-check ourselves before we get ourselves into some problems, right? We see leaders and headships fall because of their own inner turmoil. And it's always, to me, maybe I'm naive, but it's always surprising. It's like, it took a while for you, in my mind, I'm thinking, it took a while for you to get there. Was there never any check in your heart? Was there never any angst? Could you sleep well? And so that's the message. That's the message of the whole concept, the priority of purity. There's, you know, in everything, we need to lean more into wisdom and discernment so that it can help purify our hearts, so that our decisions, our motives, everything is our own checks and balances. And then we're able to sleep well at night. And that's not a, and that's not something that we're ascribing to do or striving to do. It is a part of our daily walk. So yeah, that's our message for today. And now I'll lean in, go ahead and pray us out. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for our community. Thank you for all of the words of wisdom and clarity that you give us on a daily, Lord. Thank you for holding our hearts near. Thank you for helping us to lean into your word deeper and with more fervor, Lord. May you carry us through this day and through this month so that we can gain all of the wisdom that you have for us. Help us to be able to lean into your word heavier, Lord, with more deeper understanding, Lord. Help us to draw nearer to each other and build better community. Help us to connect, Lord. We thank you right now for every area of our lives, Lord, that you have completely touched and blessed. May you forever be our provider and our first source, Lord. Thank you for this amazing, amazing walk through Proverbs together. Bless our church, bless our members near and far. Bless anyone who has ever come through the outlet right now, Lord. We ask that you keep us safe, you keep us whole, you provide deeper clarity and help us to lean into purity. It's these things that we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.